This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States government has shot down a Chinese surveillance balloon off the coast of the eastern United States and is working to analyze any debris that can be collected. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says U.S. military aircraft brought down the Chinese balloon over the Atlantic once the airspace was cleared, adding it was too risky to shoot it down over land. President Biden had authorized the operation Wednesday. Ships were deployed, hoping to scoop up as much debris as possible before it sank into the ocean. China claimed the balloon was for weather research, something the Pentagon has refuted. Former CIA analyst Gail Helt says it looks to her like a fishing expedition by China.
Better and more broad coverage than their spy satellites can, and they can also test how the United States is going to react.
The controversy prompted the U.S. to cancel a weekend trip to Beijing by the Secretary of State. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Indonesia's foreign minister said Saturday that the country plans to intensify talks with China and other Southeast Asian countries to finalize a code of conduct for the disputed South China Sea. This, according to the foreign minister, amid escalating tensions in the strategic waterway. The official was speaking in Jakarta at the close of a meeting between foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the 10-member regional bloc chaired this year by Indonesia. Negotiations on the proposed framework to deal with territorial and maritime disputes in the waterway have stalled for years as some member states prioritize bilateral ties with China over a regional consensus. The foreign minister said Indonesia is preparing to host a round of negotiations on the issue starting in March. From Washington, this is VOA News. Officials on both sides of Russia's war in Ukraine say dozens of prisoners have returned home following a prisoner swap. Top Ukrainian presidential aide Andriy Yermak said in a Telegram post that 116 Ukrainians were freed. Russian defense officials announced that 63 Russian troops had returned from Ukraine. Nearly a half million people have been left without power in Odessa after an overloaded electrical substation caught fire with temperatures at 2 degrees Celsius on Saturday. Temperatures are expected to remain below freezing for much of the next week. Ukrainian officials warn repairs could take weeks. The government of Ukraine has said it will ask Turkey to send vessels that carry power plants to Odessa and has also ordered Ukraine's energy ministry to deliver generators to the area. The Israeli army raided a refugee camp near the Palestinian city of Jericho. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
The military besieged houses in the Akabat Jabba refugee camp southwest of Jericho that they claimed were being used as hideouts for Palestinian attackers. Israeli soldiers shot at residents who opened fire, according to the military, wounding several Palestinians. The army said it entered the camp to search for suspects involved in a recent shooting at a restaurant in a nearby Israeli settlement, in which no one was wounded. The Israeli military confirmed that the suspects and family members trickled out of one of the homes and turned themselves in. I'm Karen Chamas.
Arctic air descended into the northeast United States over the weekend, bringing dangerous sub-zero temperatures and a wind chill reading at one mountain of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Atop New Hampshire's Mount Washington, it got down to minus 47 degrees Friday night with a record-breaking wind chill of minus 108. But the National Weather Service says while temperatures across the northeast have been record-breaking and in the single digits,
fortunately, the cold is pretty short-lived.
Meteorologist Jason Weiss.
We will start to warm up again by Sunday across the east and really a lot of the country.
Meanwhile, at Mass General Hospital's emergency room, Dr. Ali Raja says they're seeing frostbite and hypothermia patients.
There's a couple that were severe enough to get admitted to the hospital.
Authorities say the high winds were to blame when a tree limb hit a car, killing an infant in Southwick. I'm Julie Walker.
Regional heads of state have called for an immediate ceasefire by all parties in eastern Congo. Tensions have grown amid talk of war as Congo and neighboring Rwanda trade allegations of backing armed rebels. The communique issued at the end of an East African Community Summit also directed countries contributing troops to immediately deploy more soldiers to a regional force created and sent to eastern Congo last year. The heads of state of Congo and Rwanda attended the meeting in what was called a cordial and friendly atmosphere. I'm Marissa Melton, USA, VOA.